with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has announced 10% tariffs on all imported goods and even higher duties on dozens of countries. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Saying that American taxpayers have been ripped off for decades, the president unveiled a long list of reciprocal tariffs.
Reciprocal, that means they do it to us and we do it to them.
He said the reciprocal tariffs will be half of what the U.S. is charged. For example, China faces a 34% tax on imports, South Korea 25%, and Japan 32%. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The acting commissioner of the Social Security Administration is facing calls to resign after issuing an order that emails show was political payback. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Acting Commissioner for the Social Security Administration, Leland Dudek, issued an order March 5th that would have required new parents in Maine to register their newborns for a Social Security number at a federal office rather than at the hospital. The order was quickly rescinded, but newly discovered emails show that Dudek's order was political payback to Maine Governor Janet Mills, who got into a back and forth with President Donald Trump at a White House governor's meeting in February when she defied Trump's push to deny federal funding to the state over transgender athletes. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia sent Dudek a letter calling for his immediate resignation. Donna Warder, Washington.
Elon Musk and President Trump have recently suggested that the billionaire entrepreneur's time in the administration might be running out. Musk says he could be done with his work at the Department of Government Efficiency in the near future. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 235 points. This is SRN News. Christian parents are worried about their kids.
Lifeway Research has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades. And the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government buildings will be fined $500 a day for flying any flag other than the United States flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others. Political flags supporting a certain candidate or party, such as President Trump's signature Make America Great Again flags, are also banned. This is SRN News. Despite legal limbo, bodega cats make New Yorkers' hearts purr.
Owners keep them for companionship, customer appreciation, and pest control. Apple Eats in Williamsburg has Ilias, says Waleed Yaffe.
It's not just to keep the store clean and keep the mice away. It's becoming part of the business. You know, he's one of us.
But places that sell food can face fines for felines. A recent petition is trying to elevate the status of bodega cats, but for many, like Sydney Miller, they have cult status.
There's really no other place like New York City, and I think bodega cats are a huge part of that.
She posted a bodega cat story on TikTok that was viewed over 9 million times. Julie Walker, New York.
Alex Ovechkin moved 3 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record in North Carolina this evening. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.